The Bible reading comes from John chapter 9, verse 1. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading by Julian of Norwich. I saw, as I watched, the body bleeding profusely in wheels from the scourging. Like this. The fair skin was broken very deeply into the tender flesh, through sharp blows all over the precious body. The hot blood ran out so abundantly that neither skin nor wound could be seen, but it seemed as it were all blood.
Thank you, Jackie. That was an extract from Julian of Norwich's writings. And if you remember, those of you who were here last week, we have started to look at the ordinary passion icons found in her work. Last week we looked at the broader picture. We looked at the historical background of the medieval world. We thought about contemplative mysticism, and more specifically, we looked at Julian's own experience at the point of death. Her eyes fixed on the cross, she was gifted with these revelations of Jesus' passion and death. This week we're going to start focusing a bit more on the specific moments of Jesus' passion through her eyes. We're starting tonight not with her first revelation, but actually her fourth. It's curious that Julian's revelations are not actually in chronological order as we have in gospel accounts, but they are linked like layers being peeled back as she suffers and as she reflects over a long period of time, over 20 years. She lingers on each moment, opens up on them, and gives us specific insights into Jesus' passion. Her reflections flow into each other, picking up details, expounding themes, and developing her thoughts. And as we will discover this Lent, she returns in particular to two themes which we see throughout her revelations. The first is Jesus' blood. The second, Jesus' bodily suffering. Like Julian's very short account of Jesus' scourging, our gospel reading this evening is equally brief. John tells us, "Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged." No more detail. We get just a little bit more detail in Mark and Matthew's accounts. They say, "After flogging Jesus, Pilate handed him over to be crucified." And interestingly enough, Luke doesn't mention actually this account of Jesus' flogging at all. In his gospel, Pilate offers to have Jesus flogged instead of crucified, but the crowd demand his death. Before we go on to Julian's insights, maybe a bit of historical background on scourging will be helpful for you in your own reflections. It was a particular Roman form of torture. They used a whip, which was often tipped in metal barbs. It administered an horrific beating by the soldiers, leading to great suffering and mutilation. But they wouldn't beat the person to death because they wanted to save the gruesome bit till last. But the beating would be agonizing. In the medieval world where Julian was living her ordinary life, there was a great focus in medieval devotion, devotional art and literature, thinking about Jesus' pain and suffering during this point of the Passion. Jesus for them was the icon of patient suffering, because for them, and indeed even for us in our modern world, Suffering was very much a daily occurrence. Pain, something to be expected and to be borne. Jesus' human experience provided them with a gateway to their own suffering. Jesus' human experience is a shared with our own of suffering, connecting us intimately to him. Our reading tonight is taken from chapter 4 of the Revelations of Julian and focuses on his pain, not on the act itself. Did you notice how the perpetrators are in the background? They're not named. Her focus is on the effects of this torture on Jesus' body. The text we've had from Jackie's reading, though brief, it's very detailed. Jesus' body bleeds profusely in weals. His fair skin is broken very deeply into the tender flesh through sharp blows raining down over his body. And the result is heavy bleeding. She conjures an unbearably evocative image. The hot blood ran out so abundantly that neither skin nor wound could be seen, but it seemed as it were all blood. So much blood, she continues, it would have saturated the bed with blood and overflowed all around. However, Julian's reflections on this scene of horror are quite surprising, because she sees that the precious plenty of his beloved blood descended into hell and broke their bonds and delivered all those who were there who belonged to heaven. His bleeding body washes us clean and saves us. She continues, Jesus' blood overflows the whole earth and is ready to wash from sin all who are, have been, and shall be of good will. Incredibly, she feels elated, because in witnessing Jesus' bodily suffering, she learns that God wants us to know that he keeps us equally safe in sorrow and in joy. She further realizes that God gives freely when he wills and sometimes allows us to be in sorrow. Both come from love, she adds. It is not God's will, she says, that we should be influenced by feelings of pain to sorrow and grieve over them, but quickly pass beyond them and hold on to the endless joy that is God. The key to this revelation is the realization that the blood from Jesus' wounds is actually a metaphor for God's love. It exemplifies and embodies God's abundant and overflowing love. Jesus' bodily suffering is not glorified, but should be seen as a force to be reckoned with. He suffered acute pain and was not spared from suffering. Julian concludes that we too cannot bypass suffering and pain. It is very much part of our own lives. This teaching, she says, linking back to last week, is for all mine, even Christen, and it offers us comfort and hope. She reflects later on in her revelations that she hears God telling her very distinctly and very powerfully for assurance and comfort against all the tribulations that may come. He did not say, you shall not be perturbed, you shall not be troubled, you shall not be distressed. But he did say this, you shall not be overcome. Let's pay attention to these words. To trust in God. His love sustains us through good times and in bad. It is the antidote to our own despair and gives us hope that all shall be well. Julian's message is one perhaps we particularly need to hear tonight as the war continues in Ukraine and as we witness each day fresh atrocities and evil depravity on an unimaginable scale. Who will ever forget those images last night of the pregnant lady being brought out of the hospital? Sorry. Be assured, God hears our cries of suffering. God sees all that is happening and promises we shall not be overcome.